I'm here with Hugh McFadden. Hugh, first of all, personally, great to be back. There was a big cheer when you came out on the pitch there today, back on the pitch. Glad to be back.
Yeah, delighted to be back. It's always a privilege when you get to play for Donegal. So, been a few weeks and months now, just come back from a few bumps and bruises. You have to be patient. Obviously, you love to just throw the shackles off and get at it, but under good help of the physios and gym and all the backroom team. So delighted to get there and hopefully build now over the next few weeks.
So, and a slow start today from our lads. Sticky first half. Did you expect the avalanche of the second half? Are Fermanagh well set up just playing that modern game?
Yeah, Fermanagh have a lot of strengths. They're very well organised, well coached. You can see they're very clear on what they're trying to do, and they caused us a lot of problems in the first half. I suppose we had a lot of probably uncharacteristic wides in terms of we missed a few shots or expect our boys to score low. There's days like that. But I thought even though we weren't great in the first half, we came in at half time in a lead, which was probably a psychological lift for us, you know, and a wee bit damaging for them. So we're happy enough. And the second half started off cagey enough too, point for point, until Dara's piece of magic put a bit of daylight between the teams, and that probably really gave the momentum to Donegal. And it allowed us to play the game in our terms a wee bit. And it's very hard to come back in the modern game now, you know.
Yeah, and 2-10 to 3 points at half time. Jim's last tenure, there was a renowned early part of the second half period, but lads would have said that wasn't on purpose, but there certainly was a complete takeover. And I suppose Fermanagh seemed to wilt then completely out of the game, and it was really just a matter of clocking up scores.
Yeah, I suppose the decisive moment came with Dara's great finish, you know, that gave us momentum. We might have won the next two or three kickouts or something along that lines, and that gives a lot of power in the game. So we're happy enough for that there. And you know, there's definitely things there that weren't perfect. And Jim and the rest of the boys will identify what we can kind of prove now going into Armagh next weekend.
Yeah, and finally, a lot of young faces up the squad being used. Jim's obviously looking to put his stamp on it and unearth some new talent. With yourself, we see Patrick getting in the car here. Ryan, you are the senior men in the group. You have a role in there as well in terms of bringing these boys through.
Yeah, you know, we always know that there's a lot of good footballers in Donegal. A lot of good young players have come in again this year and have put their stamp on the team. And I suppose as the elder statesmen now, it's up to us to just ensure things are, you know, ticking along nicely, that the atmosphere in the change room is good, that people understand that we're in a precious position representing Donegal. And listen, we're lucky to have Jim back involved and steering the ship in the right direction. So it's up to us just to make sure everyone's moving along, and also to give the boys the confidence, because, you know, they're very good footballers, you know, like Kieran Moore and Shane O'Donnell's back in this year, and Kevin McGettigan was starting again. A lot of them boys are doing very well, you know, and you have Darrell Boyle kicking two or three maybe or something along those lines today is positive. So yeah, it's good. And I think there's a nice age profile to the team too, you know. There's a lot of boys in their mid-20s that you like to think in their peak of their power. So no, it's positive, but we're very much aware too that there's a lot of work to be done, you know, Brendan.